Make it look easy with Sportsbet's Same Race Multi this autumn. Racing conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. And from Sportsbet, Nick Ashman. Hey, Nick.
G'day, Brandy. How are you guys going this morning?
Mate, we're going good. I hope you're well. Now, the Tancred Stakes on Saturday, one of the traditional lead-up races to the Sydney Cup. Who's the favourite? Who do you like?
Yeah, well, Montefilia is your favourite here, Brandy. She's around the $3.40 mark. Gold Trip's your second favourite. Now, he won the Melbourne Cup last year. Both these two horses went round last Saturday in the Rambit Stakes. Montefilia beat Gold Trip home, and that's why she's arrested that top spot in the Tancred markets. But I'll draw your attention to a horse at $18 called Knight's Order. This is the tradition. This race is the traditional lead-up to the Sydney Cup. Knight's Order won the Sydney Cup last year, had a crack at the Melbourne Cup, to be fair, because he's a Group 1 winner. His handicap rating now is just a bit higher to compete in those handicaps. So they've had to switch back to weight for age racing, where everyone carries a level weight. And he's going to go around on Saturday and be really hard to beat. He's $18 with Sportsbet currently, 2,400 metres, third up from a spell. He's just about ready to peak. Don't forget he ran third in the Caulfield Cup over this distance last year. And I don't think this race is any harder, guys.
Love it, Nick. Love it, love it. I backed Montefilia last week. Ran second. But, okay, Knight's Order, $18, Vossi.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of information we love to get. I mean, that makes, of course, gamble responsibly, but that makes everyone's ears prick up.
Yeah.
Now, final opportunity to get into the Doncaster Mile this weekend, Nick.
Yeah, that's right. The Doncaster Prelude over the 1,500 metres, it's a race that's only sort of come into play over the last sort of decade or so. It gives you a chance to get into the big one on Saturday week, which is day one of the championships. Your favourite here is Crosstalk for the Waterhouse and Bot Stable, ahead of Waterford for Chris Waller, part owned by Brian Fletcher, Panthers CEO. Now, just on this Crosstalk, he's $51 for the Doncaster. If he wins on Saturday, he's in, and he will only carry 50 kilos. And just talking about Gay Waterhouse, and Adrian Botch, who's now co-trainer with Adrian. Last 101 runners, the return on investment plus 11%. So they're having a really good run at present. I think Crosstalk can lead all the way on Saturday. I think you'll find that Saturday at Rosehill will favour the on-speed horses. So I'm going to be backing Gay all day. Crosstalk in the Prelude and Knight's Order in the Tancred, guys.
He's had a bit of luck, Fletch, with his horses. Brian Fletcher, that is, from Panthers. Waterford's very good horse. And Scalapini. Won two out of the last three times it's jumped, and it's paid all right too. Scalapini, good horse.
Yeah.
Nick, we'll catch up later in the week.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Have a good one.
Good stuff.
Good man, Nick.
There he is, Nick Ashman.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet Same Race Multi this autumn. Racing conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. That number, 1-800-858-858. Time for the news. Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy on SEN. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.